Now, what next for the family of Pat Finucane? The Pat Finucane murder inquiry fell below human rights standards. That was the outcome of a major ruling yesterday. I want to speak to John Finucane. John, good morning.
Good morning.
John, your mother described this as a victory yesterday, but you're not getting the public inquiry that you're looking for.
Well, it was a hugely significant judgment from the Supreme Court yesterday. The court was never asked to order an inquiry. The argument that we had put forward before the Supreme Court was that the British government's attempts to deal with my father's case fell short of international human rights standards and obligations, and the court unanimously and unambiguously backed our argument yesterday. And I think... Sorry, go on ahead.
Yes, well, I was going to say, on the back of that, backing of your argument yesterday, what's next in what you're looking for?
Well, what we look for is what we have always consistently looked for, and that is a public inquiry. The government over the years, we feel rather cynically, have put and imposed upon us mechanisms that we have felt would never be capable of getting to the full truth in this case. They range from the three Stevens police investigations, the review of the papers by Judge Corey, and the review of the papers again by the barrister, the late Desmond De Silva. Now, whilst all of those are important milestones in our campaign, they have been incapable of getting to the full truth. The court have backed that argument yesterday, and I think where we go from now is we ask the British government what they are going to do with this declaration, with this judgment, because they can't ignore our case. They have been found wanting with regards to their investigations into the murder of my father, and really I would say that they are running out of road. There's nothing else left for them to do but have an inquiry that was previously promised.
Now, your father's murder is a prime example of collusion. You believe the collusion goes much higher than most people might think.
Well, I think all of the evidence would point that this just wasn't what had been said maybe a long time ago now, but certainly a few bad apples in an otherwise good barrel. I think this was a policy that was put in place. It was resourced, and we have seen how this has infected the police, the army, the security services, and I have no doubt whatsoever that government were involved in this as well.
I noticed just from information that I received this morning, it's actually an invitation to go to an event at the Crescent Arts Centre over the next couple of weeks, that someone is coming to town who has been very critical of your campaign and who would be voicing an opinion that is voiced by other people as well here in Northern Ireland, the voice of Ruth Dudley Edwards. Has she been a thorn in your side during this?
No. I think the comments of that particular commentator would be fairly irrelevant to our campaign. We have maintained our focus on the fact that there have been many questions that have arisen as a result of the murder of my father. We have been backed in our calls by various human rights organisations, by the Irish government, by the tireless work of investigative journalists. And when anybody actually looks at the evidence in this case, if people study the judgment yesterday, they will realise that there was something very, very rotten that was going on in this society. And that needs to be exposed, and people do need to be held accountable for that, because that is really what our campaign is about. It's about holding people to account to make sure that this never, ever happens again.
And why do you think she's such a campaign against you?
I don't know. I think you'd probably have to direct that question towards her.
So you'll obviously not be going to hear her speak at the Crescent Arts Centre?
Well, I'm not aware of that event. As I say, I think our focus remains on campaigning for our inquiry. I think the next step is that the government will have to consider this judgment. I heard something last night from the NAO that they will be considering the judgment carefully, which is what I would expect. And I think there will have to be a process of engagement between ourselves and the government, because it was described, Jesse, by my brother, and I think this is very true, is that whilst our campaign may have had a moral weight behind it for some time, I think now we have a very strong legal and judicial weight behind it, and that is something that the British government simply can't ignore.
And finally, John, how difficult has this been for you as a family? As stressful, obviously, on your mum from the moment and hour that the atrocity happened in front of her and other members of the family in the house. How difficult has life been generally for the Finucanes?
Well, I think losing a husband, losing a father, no matter what the circumstances are, is very difficult. It was just before my 9th birthday, so like so many other people here, I grew up without a father, and that in itself presents enormous difficulties. Our life has taken a very different turn from 1989, and whilst collusion is accepted now, and nobody can dispute that, it wasn't always the case. So the campaign has had various different stages, and it was very difficult in the beginning. But we remain focused. We're a big family. We're a strong family. And we remain as focused and as strong now, I think, as we ever have. And certainly we're emboldened by the judgment yesterday, which gives us a huge lift.
Okay. John Finucane, thanks for your time this morning. Good morning to you. 0289 033 105. That is one long-running story. And indeed, Mrs. Finucane saying outside the court yesterday that it is victory at last, and there's still this call for the public inquiry. 0289 033 105. I see a few people on text. Anytime we talk about the Finucane issue, people make reference to Ruth Dudley Edwards and how she writes about it and the comments that she makes, and maybe at a time when she's appearing at the Crescent Arts Centre, we may have a conversation with her.